The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I think we mentioned once a day that I eat chocolate for breakfast.
Yeah, it comes up quite a bit, doesn't it,
yes,
Jules?
It does. I'm not ashamed of it. But we've got a treat drawer here at work.
Yeah.
It's often filled with, you know, fun size Twix, Turkish Delights, Mars bars,
yeah,
Maltese bunnies.
Just all our favourite things.
Yeah.
It's the treats drawer. It's the communal treats drawer. Yes, it's on my side of the room and it's at my desk, but everyone's welcome to it.
Exactly. The other day you were going through the treats drawer and picked out a Turkish Delight.
Yeah.
Something that we both love.
Yep.
You went, Jules, you need to have a look at this. You unveiled
my heart stopped for a second.
The holy grail of Turkish Delights. It's a fun size one, but I don't know how, and obviously there's been some sort of mix up at the Turkish Delight factory.
Yeah.
But there are two Turkish Delights in the fun size wrapper,
I think,
as opposed to one.
Just a Turkish saint at the factory decided to make our day. He thought someone in the world who loves Turkish Delights, and let's face it, we're a rare breed, people who like the Turkish Delight chocolates.
Yeah, true. No, a lot of people don't like them.
We know they're not the favourite. And this guy at the factory said, you know what? I'm going to make their day. I'm going to stuff two full chocolate bars, like full fun-size bars, into this wrapper built for one. I'm going to cram them in there. I'm going to make it possible. And it's going to be the highlight of their day. And it was.
Yeah.
And Jules, you understood. When I showed you the double Turkish Delight in the one packet, you understood that for the how magnificent it was.
It's a special occasion.
Yeah. So you admired it, you looked at it for a bit, but then you handed it back and we put it back in the drawer for another day. Because you don't just hop into that, do you?
No. Not at all.
We went to show another friend who we work with
because we were both like, look at this treat anomaly.
We wanted to show it off. Of course we did. We wanted to do a tour of Ballarat with it. So we showed it to Alex, who has been on Air and Power FM from time to time. You may remember.
Yep.
He went to eat it.
Yeah, went to just chow down.
He, like, didn't even raise an eyebrow. He's like, oh, yeah, cool, guys. Thanks. This will be delicious. And started to unwrap
and
it.
And we literally both screamed and said, what are you doing?
It was like someone had spat on the Mona Lisa. Like watching him tear into this snack anomaly like it was no big deal. It was frightening. So thankfully we got it back off him.
Yep.
And we gave him just a normal Turkish Delight. We'll give you two. Like if you want to eat two of them, then that's fair enough. But don't eat the double.
No. It's just not right. Anyway.
We saved it.
We managed to save it. But we want to know this morning, what are your snack anomalies?
Is this your first snack anomaly, Jules?
Nah, I reckon I've received them all before.
Double M&M's is a common one, I reckon. You know, you get two M&M's that are sort of half molded together.
Yeah.
My friend in high school had the best snack anomaly. He opened up one of those little school-sized packets of Twisties lunch, and in there was just one giant Twistie.
What?
And it wasn't even several Twisties molded together. Like, it was just...
How does that work?
I don't know. I don't even know how that comes up in the factory. It was just a huge Twistie that equates to the size and weight of one of those little bags of Twisties.
That's insane.
So he put it in a Snaploc bag and he kept it. Of course you keep it. You don't eat the giant Twistie.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Show it off to everyone.
Anyway, if you've had a snack anomaly, give us a call, 533-1031. We'd love to know what it is. And just for giving us a buzz, you've got tickets to the Great Wall. Diane, have you had a snack anomaly?
I certainly have. I had a snake which had five heads all joined.
What?
How exciting is that? Because the head is
That's
the best
so
bit.
So creepy, but awesome at the same time.
So it was like a giant head.
It wasn't like a novelty packet or anything of five head
no.
snacks?
Oh, all the other snakes were normal
so
in the bag.
So just a regular bag of snakes alive.
That's great.
I love it.
Were all the heads the same colour?
No.
Oh, different.
Oh, my God. Did you take a photo, Diane?
Melted or something.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Did you take a photo?
I didn't. It was before smartphones.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
So you just had to chow down on it and just, you've got the memory there now.
I do remember that. Yeah. The best snake I've ever had.
How did it taste? Did you eat all the heads in one mouthful or did you peel them
the
off and eat?
Taste of like the multi flavors.
Yeah, brilliant. I love that we're going this in depth to how a snake's alive.
It would have been like eating a rainbow, Jules. That's amazing, Diane. Good work.
Thank you.
Jessica, have you had a snack anomaly?
I opened a bag of flakes the other day and there wasn't two empty papers in there, so I didn't even get double chocolates in them. There was just two empty ones.
Hey, so you got ripped off.
I did.
Oh, you know what you've got to do, Jess?
Yeah.
I hope you kept those papers and you took a photo of it because you got to send it back to the factory. You go, I got ripped off here, didn't get any chocolates at all. And I reckon they'll send you back a plethora of chocolates.
No, I threw the papers out.
Oh, damn it.
No. I wonder if we can stage
it. Can you recreate it? Do it on the dodgy sly. The Power FM Brekkie Show.